This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Isn't it great that we have the ability to talk into this thing called a microphone? All right,
it's amazing.
And I can talk to you, and I can talk to James, I can talk to people all over the country, all over the world, and it's just this microphone and this cord that goes down into this thing on the floor, and there it goes. Hooray! Yesterday, we had a little drama here on the farm. Some of the wires on the street came tumbling down. Truck hit them, yes, and they were on the lawn and went into the brook. The brook is that runs through my property on the other side of the house. So I'm thinking to myself, do I want to go down and find out what is at the other end of this cable that's in the brook? I thought, no. So it happened there was an electrician working at the development, so I asked him to come down and look at it, and we figured out what it was. And not only was it disconnected on the road, it was disconnected on the house. So it hadn't been working for years. But, you know, you look at that stuff, it's always better to be safe. Don't ever touch stuff like that.
Yeah, never assume.
Never. Nope. It's a way of, in a sense, control your squirrel brain that's curious. I want to pick up that nut and see what it tastes like. Nope. Control your squirrel brain. Do you think, from time to time, we all have that squirrel, you know, a jumble mumble. We think things that are foolish. And then, you know, you want to, okay, I'll try that once. Sometimes that's that's it.
Once is many times.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think we have that, there's this human mentality, oh, no, it's not. It's the ego. That's what it is. It's just the ego that we think, mm-hmm. Oh, it's not going to happen to me. I'm going to be okay. That might happen to somebody else. It's not going to happen to me. It's like this invincible feeling.
Yes, exactly. All right, so here is some inspiration for you as we start this Hour of the Good Day program. A youngster has worked for 3 years and pulled 2.5 million pounds of trash from rivers around him. Sam Venchagiliba, I think is his name. He has started a company now called Sungle Watch, which is an environmental organization dedicated to keeping waterways clean by installing little barriers that prevent plastic and other trash from going out into the ocean. And so there are about 4,000 pounds, that's 2 tons of plastic a week, that come from just one single town. Can you imagine? The plastic waste is leaking all over the place into the oceans, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff.
Well, how many people throw things out of their car when they're driving, thinking, well,
yeah.
It's just on the side of the road.
Yeah, just right, exactly.
That stuff doesn't just stay there. Wind takes it. There might be a storm. Other things happen.
Yeah. The floods and stuff, they're going down everything goes down there. Nothing stays where it is. It all goes down the tubes. And so mentioning that makes me want to go back again or go around to something to focus on for a few minutes, and that's what happened in Libya. There have been devastating floods there the last few days. 10,000 people are missing and presumed dead because of these floods. If you see, this is one of the things that we don't much talk about because it doesn't affect us here that much. But this, there are 700 people that they've already discovered buried alive under the rubble. And then there are more people, tens of thousands, have. This is, by the way, this is a result of one of these storms starting in the southern part of the Atlantic Ocean, the hurricane, and it blows around and goes back around and goes into the Mediterranean. It goes from the southern Atlantic region. It sweeps back around and goes into the mid-Atlantic and then connects into this, is goes into the Mediterranean. And that's where this the havoc has come from. This is not a place. Libya is not a place. Here we go with somebody's going to say, ah, global warming. It's ruining the planet. Well, the planet's changing for sure. You never get storms like this in the middle of the Libyan desert. You just don't. Well, you do now, and so, or at least you did. The floods broke dams, washed away neighborhoods, towns. What a mess. You're talking about a catastrophe. And they don't know what to do with the bodies, so the bodies are all over the place. Can you imagine walking down the street and seeing hundreds of people dead just on the side of the road?
Just devastating.
Oh, my God. The rubble all over the place. And so in that, by the way, the earthquake that happened, was it Egypt yesterday? Where was it? In Ethiopia, I think. Was it yesterday, the day before, over the weekend anyway? And now the excavators have come in to try to clean that mess up. And so people say, Mother Nature's really angry. Look at these storms. Well, the storms that the storm wasn't as bad as might have been the case in Florida. Come on, let's grow up a little bit and stop being so influenced by all of this fear-mongering, these damn weather forecasters and the words that they use to stir people up. There's a difference between being prepared intelligently, looking at the facts, and being scared into doing stuff that is not in your best interest, frankly. And you could say to me, well, it's always in our best interest to be protected, right? To be safe rather than sorry. Yeah, but to what extent? People going and buying a dozen sheets of plywood to nail up their windows and things like this? I don't know. It's not, just, it doesn't ring true to me. There's too much crying of wolf. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that wasn't...
I can say, do your own research on things. Make your own opinion. Don't just hear somebody else's opinion and then run with it like that's fact. That's the says-all be-all.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's see here. Some mysteries in the news. This is a news talk radio program. We talk about what's in the news, things that are being discussed. Sometimes they're things that everybody knows about. Sometimes they're events. They're about people that folks may not have heard about before. For example, this is kind of a mysterious thing. A golden orb was found at the bottom of the Pacific off of the coast of Alaska. This is like a... Sounds like an Indiana Jones movie, right?
No, it's a golden skin-like orb. This straight up sounds like some kind... At first, when I heard it, I was like, is this just like a golden jellyfish? That's where my mind went. And then I was kind of like, oh, it's a little further. Is it alien-like?
That's what I was thinking. It was an object. That's what I thought when I saw this. Right? That it was an object.
Skin-like golden orb. So how do you... it may be an egg laid by a... yet to be known sea creature.
The aliens have landed and they have laid their spongy eggs. Sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, doesn't it? The X-Files. Listen, we'll have to ask Uri about that. As whether he's all set to see the women's vagina of the people who are coming in the next 20 years, right? The aliens. And so maybe we...
Oh, he posted that photo. Yeah.
I told you he was going to post that photo.
Yeah,
yeah,
he put that up on X.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. What else have we got that's kind of mysterious? Here's the story of a manager of a Goodwill store called the police after finding a human skull in the Goodwill donation box. How can you not laugh about this? I mean, maybe it's a little scary when you open up the box and you see somebody's head in
there. But apparently it was an ancient one.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual old archaeological find, in a manner of speaking. So why the hell would you put it in the Yuma, Arizona Goodwill box? Why would you do that?
But maybe they came across it, like, hypothetical, maybe they came across it at a garage sale. They had it for a certain number of years, or somebody did, and then it got knocked down or whatever. And they didn't know it was real.
Mm-hmm.
They thought maybe it was just some kind of decoration thing.
Yeah. Well, what would you... But think about it for a second. If you came across something like this, what would your reaction be? What would you think? What would you want to do? Would you touch it? Or would you say, ah! And call the police like these people did at Goodwill?
I probably would have touched it, not realizing what it was at first. Like, if I was pulling things out of a box or a bag or whatever and saw it, and then immediately would be like, nope, 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 just walking away. Somebody else deal with this.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. A yoga class was mistaken for, this yoga class was interrupted by police after it was believed to be the scene of a mass killing. All the people on the floor. Exercise. Ever done yoga and you're spread out on the floor, right?
Yeah, I forget what that pose is called. It's like sanasa.
Spread.
Sanasa or something. But it's this like place of business that they host these yoga evenings every so often. And they were the class was in the middle of this lying down meditation that you typically do at the very end of the yoga class. And Savasana, that's what I think it is. And somebody walked by and thought it was a mass murder scene and called the police. Because they just saw all these bodies laying across the floor.
Right. Yeah. Unga bunga. People are so silly. Well, maybe I can understand how they think that. But there's people, you stand there and watch long enough, they're going to move one way or another. Can we go? I want to go back to the weather in the world for a second. Or I just want to focus on that earthquake for a moment more, because there's I gave it too short a shrift, frankly. When you look at the results of this Moroccan earthquake and the bodies they're coming there again, like in Libya, this is billions of dollars of damage, and hundreds if not thousands of bodies in the rubble. The rescuers have finally arrived in some of the smaller villages. 4 days, 5 days ago, this thing took place. And now I was reading the story. It's really kind of sad when you think about it. Here's this father going around from village to village looking for his daughter who's missing, doesn't know where she is, didn't know where she went. She's just gone.
It's heartbreaking.
How many stories like that will there be out of this? So, anyway, something, it's life. And that's what, I mean, I could go off and be philosophical about it, but I don't have time because it's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I love watching for product placements in movies and TV shows. Toyota has teamed up with Warner Brothers Pictures to put a Tacoma in the film Blue Beetle. The Tacoma named Taco for the movie is featured throughout the film. There's also a short cameo appearance by the all-new Tacoma as well. Toyota worked with DC to develop the unique 2024 Tacoma design and the signature paint that you'll see that is featured in the film. The 24 Tacoma will also show off its off-road 4x4 capabilities. The iForce Max hybrid powertrain offers up to 326 horsepower. Also new for this year is the first ever Trail Hunter grade, which will be in dealerships by the end of this year. The first generation Tundra, if you remember, was featured in Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines, and it helped sell 600 T3 Special Edition Tundras that year. I bet they're hoping for the same effect this year. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sawbuck promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry, visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Don Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Three at the hour, means of expression here on the Good Day program. Social media is our focus during this segment of each hour of the program. We often have questions, and I'm going to get to a couple of questions and answers coming from people. First, however, some technical news re-social media, some of the cybersecurity problems, apparently this happened at a lot of resorts. I know it happened to some businesses yesterday, too. Computer shutdowns, and this happened to be at the MGM Resort properties around the country. A cybersecurity issue led to the shutdown of the casinos and the hotels at MGM Resorts.
This can even put, like, the reservations, the booking systems completely offline.
I had a notice yesterday. Now I'm trying to remember what it was from. It was from somebody, I think it was an insurance company, that basically said that my information had been compromised along with lots of other people who have insurance at this company. So it happens. The hacking happens all the time. But the stuff that they had was, that got hacked was birthday information, you know, things like that. So what does somebody do? What does a criminal do with birthday information? What do you want?
Identity theft.
Yeah, well, you got to have other information.
Yeah, but if you get enough of it, you can scam your way through.
You mean enough of it for each individual?
Enough of the information. Yeah, if you get enough information from somebody.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I didn't lose a lot of sleep about it. So on the Good Day Networks, our social media pages, we have talked about the reflections that take place during the annual overview of what happened on September 11th. And so we asked, where were you when you saw the news? What do you remember from that day? I'm not sure I understood what Sam Wells added to the conversation. I'm looking at this. This is a whole long treatise on freedom of speech. I don't know how that, he just was going off on a bunch of stuff. If you're going to respond, please respond kind of to the question and don't go off and, you know, this is, and it's interesting to read this guy and his thinking, although he's a pretty angry guy and he's got a lot of stuff, some of the usual things, the ranting and raving about Democrats and stuff. I don't really, I'm looking at it and then I ignore it. So anyway, to back to the point, Arlene Sauer said that she thought there were a lot of people who paused to reflect on the day. We had a moment of silence, I think. We did have a moment of silence yesterday, and I think it's appropriate to do.
Play taps so that people didn't get freaked out. That
Greg says, I remember getting the first notification on a pager. Remember those things? Yep. It was clear that what was unfolding was momentous and tragic. Somebody named Scubabas says, Doug, you just said there's a rumor about dynamite being planted in the towers. What do you mean by that? There was a rumor that went around after the fact. Dick Cheney was not a popular figure in America at the time. He was the vice president. And there were a lot of rumors, that naysayers, that Cheney was responsible for a conspiracy was involved in the conspiracy of destroying the the towers and putting dynamite.
Those planes wouldn't have been enough to
able to knock, the
knock those
down.
Towers fully down the way they did. One of those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there's something. I still think there's something to that. I don't. You know, you look at the explosions and all the fuel and stuff that came out of. Remember, the planes were chosen because they were full of fuel. The Boston to Los Angeles route filled. You fill the planes up, so when they crashed, they exploded, and you saw those fireballs. But the fuel kept dripping down through the floors underneath, and the fire kept expanding because the fuel was draining down through the building. So it weakened the superstructure of the building. That was the explanation I was given. That kind of made.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An angry mob broke into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday, disrupting official government business. Seven were arrested after getting on their knees and shouting and demanding more money be put into PEPFAR. That is the HIV/AIDS relief program. The money for the global AIDS program ends September 30th, unless reauthorized. Speaker McCarthy was not injured in the incident. The biggest tech monopoly trial since the Department of Justice challenged Microsoft more than 20 years ago is set to begin today. The trial is a chance for the Department of Justice to prove it can bring a successful anti-monopoly case in the modern digital age to Google. The case is expected to last 10 weeks. No flack can be given today because it is National Video Games Day. Lance Fry, USA News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
We're all winners here on the Good Day program. Yes. You know that, right? Jay Kirsten is a winner. Duggar, hopefully, is a winner. James Collins in Dallas at the controls, he's a winner. Here's a girl who's 7 years old, had a good birthday. She's a winner. She found a beautiful diamond in a state park while celebrating her birthday. One of the biggest diamonds found anywhere this year. Name is Aspen Brown. Located a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond while visiting Crater of the Diamonds, the state park.
Where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for a trip down there? She and her father, grandmother, they were playing around the park. As she got hot, she wanted to sit down for a minute, so she walked over some of the big rocks, next thing that the father knew, she was running, saying, Dad, I found something. As this diamond, how much is this thing worth? What is this kind of a diamond
You know about that. I think
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because it's not colorless. It's brown, but it's really pretty. I mean, it is really pretty. And I think they were doing some kind of construction or doing an irrigation system, but it sent some of these pieces up. And normally people can go and find small stuff, but this was one of the larger, this was on the larger side of being found.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's got to be an interesting birthday conversation anyway, right? It's got to have some value. You found it, and so if you, is it finders keepers there?
Yeah, they it found is. Like, yeah, this is like this is what the state park is. That state park is known for that you can go and kind of like some of those beaches where they have the sea glass and people go and collect the sea glass.
Yeah. But look at this, Jay. 35,000 diamonds have been found in the park in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Largest diamond ever found, a 40-carat gemstone dubbed Uncle Sam, was found in the same state park in 1924. It wasn't a state park then, but found here at this location. Wowee.
Yeah. And most of them that are found there are that brown, golden color.
Yeah. So is that are those not worth as much as the clear ones?
I don't think so because they're more common.
Cubans
I think it's
common.
Just about how rare they are. Yeah.
Anybody really even? Honestly, can you tell the difference if somebody came to you and said, okay, here's a diamond and it wasn't, but it looked like a diamond, could you tell that it was cubic zirconium or whatever the thing is that people use to replace a real diamond?
I don't think so, but I think
is that man-made? Is the cubic
zirconium? Yeah, man-made. I think it's one of those things of... One of them has a little bit more of a, it's not as, like, clearish white. It almost has, like, a silverish clearish, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But a trained person would easily be able to identify any stone and whether or not it's fake. Like, what's the one? Oh, turquoise. A lot of times the turquoise people buy, it's not turquoise, it's howlite or another one that I can't think of the name that is dyed blue. If you have it could be fake.
The lesson in this for me is here's this youngster who has a great experience on her birthday and then has something to talk about and share and thinks that she's lucky. And I think, you know, me and my thoughts are things. If you think you're lucky, you're going to be lucky. I'm not sure whether you'd be lucky enough to win the lottery, but you're going to be lucky. You're going to be guided, guarded, and protected through your life. And that's really a very cool thing. The best hope for one as one grows, this young lady, hopefully she will thrive, not just survive as she goes through her life. She has something to manifest now. This is something she never planned on having that experience. So she was going there with her folks for her birthday. And then look at this.
Yeah.
So something unknown and something that she hadn't manifested because she wasn't thinking about it. But now that you think about it, what do you think you can manifest? That's where I would go if I was thinking about what happens next.
Something. She found a big something.
Here's another good one. You know, at this time of year, we've got people going back to college and school and stuff like that. For me, when I went to college, it really did become my home away from home. I loved going to Heidelberg. I loved going to Ohio. Loved the experience there that I had with the people. It was the perfect setting for me. Here's the story of a Wisconsin family that has given going away from home sort of a new meaning. They have begun a semester, the whole family, at a college in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They've all gone. The sisters are going to college along with their mother and their grandmother. Because, you know, you get to this, it isn't a deterrent. Yeah. I remember a lot of people that were taking extra classes at Heidelberg when I was there. A lot of people go to community colleges and get extra classes.
Mm-hmm.
But so here's this 18-year-old freshman named Mia Carter, who's starting classes along with her mother, Amy Malchewski, who's 49, and her grandmother, 71-year-old Christy Schwann. They're all
that has to be so
starting.
Much fun.
Yeah, I would think it would be.
You could do it all together, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. She didn't, Samantha, the daughter, didn't know that she was going to be, the sisters are Mia and Samantha, and they're going to school. They did not know their mother or their grandmother was going to go to school with them. And so they found out on the first day of school. I think it's kind of cool. It's a lot of great experiences. You know, what happened to me was that going away to college was great for me because I needed to get away from here for a while, get away from the home situation. But if you're happy at home, you're happy with your family. You know, a lot of people stay. I know Jennifer likes to tell the story about her going to a college that was right down the street from where she grew up and where she lived. That's perfect for some people.
Yeah.
That's great for you need to be home. There's nothing, you know, where people say, you're not going away to school? Well, I don't want to go away to school. And you, if you don't want to, you shouldn't. The education is what's important. Now, the social education for me was what was as important as anything else, but maybe you don't need it.
Well, and you can still get it going to classes, being away. You don't have to actually live in a dorm for that. But a lot of times, too, depending on your financial state, it's just financially smarter to maybe go to a community college for the first year or two and then go away to maybe a state university.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, you know, there's a lot of hubbub about Jimmy Fallon. This apparently, a couple of things from the entertainment world. The fact that, What's-Her-Face started her talk show again.
Oh, Drew Barrymore, yes.
Drew Barrymore against, you know, the wishes of the writers and stuff. But she said, you know what, we deserve a new programmer. You guys can't get your, you know, what together. That shouldn't be a deterrent to us to go back to work.
Well, but I believe that she used WGA writers, so she's just not going to use those writers right now. But there are some other shows who don't use WGA writers, who never went off. They never stopped doing the show.
Right.
They may have taken their typical summer hiatus they do every year, or they bulk record a lot of episodes. Like, was it Kelly and Mark, Live with Kelly and Mark? They I don't even know if they use writers.
They don't need writers. No, they don't.
Yeah, so they didn't have to stop. I think The Talk stopped, but they're coming back. The Jennifer Hudson Show either never stopped or is coming back. But there are a lot of shows who either have not stopped or are coming back. And Drew Barrymore seems to be the only one that's taking heat for it.
Yeah, wonder why that is. Meanwhile, speaking of taking heat, Jimmy Fallon, who's been accused of creating a really toxic workplace, has taken a lot of heat. And one wonders whether or not you go to work. I'm not just talking about The Tonight Show or this environment. Remember, it was something that was a big discussion when it came to Ellen and pretty much ended her program. And one wonders whether this is the end of the line for Jimmy Fallon. But I'm more interested in talking about what happens in an environment where the boss is a jerk, things are difficult, you need the job, and you go to work every day being worried about who, you know, sometimes smaller companies like Jekyll and Hyde, you don't know who you're going to meet when you go to work this morning, and that's toxic. And there, you know, that phrase toxic workplace is newer, but the essence of a toxic workplace has been around for as long as there's been work. Because there's some people who are abusive that run businesses and companies, and that's why labor unions came into, came into vogue, if you will. But in the case of somebody, you know, we have this feeling, oh, Jimmy's such a swell guy. Well, apparently he's a jerk, and he's trying to mend his evil ways because he doesn't want to ruin his career. But I've never taken to him, never thought he never gave a good vibe, frankly. Mm-hmm. And Ellen never did either with me. But Kelly Clarkson and some of these other people, and I think Drew Barrymore is not. Well, they have a good vibe about them.
And Kelly Clarkson, there was an issue of a toxic work environment, but it was noted
wasn't
that
her.
It was not due to Kelly. And she even went through of like, okay, we're getting rid of the bad vibes, we're leaving L.A., we're going to New York, and everybody, it does not matter what your position is within this company, what your level or your rank are, everybody is going through some kind of ongoing seminars on how to treat people and how to conduct yourselves and run a business and all of that stuff. Like she was not at fault, but she is taking full authority. And the one thing that she did acknowledge is that it is her show and she should have known what was going on. She should have paid more attention, and she owned that.
Yeah, it's okay. Good. All right. This is a whole different kettle of fish. Apparently Kim Jong Fatty got on a train there. They have in North Korea a bulletproof train that the leaders ride in. And because it's so heavy, they can only get the locomotive to move at about 40 or 45 miles an hour. So he got on the train on Sunday to go meet with Pukin Putin up in, I think, Vladivostok or something. It took him 2 or 3 days to get there. They're meeting because the Russians are running out of ammunition. They're running out of armaments. Can you imagine that they're going to have to depend on North Korea to provide them with the things they need for the war in Ukraine? And now I guess what they're going to trade off stuff like oil and technology.
Teams
and that
are being
sort of
picked.
Thing.
It's very noticeable.
Yeah, it sure is. Speaking of teams, DiFi, we were talking about the old hags that are running for, that continue to run, be politically involved in our country. We were talking about Pelosi a little while ago, but there's Dianne Feinstein. This is not about what's going on, but this is so typical of these phony baloney. They present one thing and they are really something else. There's a huge dispute going on in her family over money. And so the daughters have hired lawyers. The late husband's estate hasn't paid the mother, that is Dianne, and so the kids can't get the money. What a bunch of money-grubbing jerks. Their mother is half dead, and they're hiring lawyers to make sure they get their dough. You know, this is, it's so typical. By the way, the guy that she was married to, I don't think that he was the father of these kids that are fighting over the money. He left the money and beach houses, there's like $20, $30 million involved. Houses and stuff like that. And so Feinstein's, the daughter from a previous marriage before this guy, is trying to get the dough. You know what? I hope she doesn't get a damn penny, frankly. How about that? 48 past the hour.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To the hour, good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nuka chiropractor, also GAPS practitioner, excellent when it comes to understanding what your body needs. And he's brought to us by the folks at Calitrin. The success to losing weight is attitude, work, and having the right experience with people who care about you. And that's what you'll find when you go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. People who care about you. You can talk to a counselor. They'll guide you through your program. This is an all-natural product, the only one that exists anywhere like this, that'll help you not only lose the weight, but keep it off. So for more info on how to take advantage of their best sale, the Labor Day sale continues this week, biggest sale of the year, extended for another week, go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out, and you get the product, the best deal on the product, and also free shipping, toploss.com. Okay, so I want to talk with you about one of our themes here is we have our discussions as part of Good Day and as part of the Good Day health program that you do. Vitamin B2, also known as riboflavin, apparently is the key compound. My physical therapist and I have been talking about different things that make up our body. She is right from the same school that you are about vaccines and about food being, and so am I. But I mean, here's somebody who's another expert in the field. Food is your medicine. But she's also talking about some of the things that are around that are really helpful. And vitamin B2 has a lot of properties. Matter of fact, it became the reason a young baby lived, because this baby had a rare genetic disease called Mitchell syndrome. And I don't know, I've never heard of it before. It's really a rare disease, apparently. 20 recorded cases, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it either.
No, but because this, somehow or other, the mother
I got information about vitamin B2 and started giving it to her. The doctor said, well, no, don't worry. You know, she's just having a teething problem. Well, the mother said no. And so they did an MRI and found that her covering of the nerve fibers in the brain were deteriorating. So she did some research, decided on her own to give the baby B2, and now the baby has recovered and is the only one of 23 in the last 5-6 years who has recovered from this disease. And the only thing they can figure is there was the vitamin B2. So what's vitamin B2? Gut. What is vitamin B2?
Well, it's riboflavin, but all the vitamin B family, as far as Mother Nature is concerned, all appear together. Yep. There's not a vitamin B root. There's not a vitamin B2 tree. There's not a vitamin B2 vegetable.
Tree.
All the vitamin Bs occur in nature. Brown rice, the coating on rice before they take it off and turning it into white rice, loaded with Bs. The bran in wheat is loaded with Bs. Liver is loaded with Bs. And anytime we start getting the vitamin for the nervous system, although the nervous system needs all of them, the main vitamin for the nervous system is vitamin B, whether it's B1 all the way through B21. And now they're even talking about another 20 Bs that they're starting to discover.
Wow.
up to the B40s.
Right.
They're there. But when we are deficient in vitamin B, whether it's riboflavin, thiamine, or all the rest of the B family, mm-hmm. and I take a bunch of it every morning myself, going to be some deficiency in the nervous system. And apparently the myelin sheath that they're talking about in this case with this youngster began to come apart in the brain at an extremely early age.
Mm.
So if I was taking care of this child, and I take care of children with these kinds of problems, not this particular case, but different problems involving the nervous system. Mom, tell me what your prenatal diet consisted of. In fact, Mom, tell me what you've been eating regularly since you were a teenager. When your periods began, your body started to lay down very important nutritional reservoirs for the time when the baby was going to show up. So no, there's no judgment here. There's no fault here, anything like that. Tell me what you've been eating so I have a better idea what went into this baby in development, because there may have been a vitamin B shortage in Mama's prenatal diet. That's the first thing I look for.
Yeah.
But now that baby, that child, is going to make sure. We want to make sure that child has good vitamin B sources the rest of its life.
Right. Keep to protect it. Yep. All right. There it is. The word from the wise Dr. Dr. Jackter. Jack Stockwell. Here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.